This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. One of Moranville Township's schools was written about in the World Pioneer on November 29, 2000. It was Isabel Whitemire's memories of school days in Moranville. Here's her story. I attended District 82, commonly referred to as just 82, as a first grader in 1941. It was a two-room school located approximately a mile from my grandma and grandpa Platt's farm, where my mother and I were staying during my dad's employment on the Alaskan Highway. At that time, it was operating as a two-room school with grades 1 to 4 in the back room and 5 to 8 in the front. It had a divided privy with one side for the girls and one side for the boys. The girls' side was a 3- or 4-hole bench-style seat, and I assume the boys' was the same. There was no running water, but a counter near the back of the room with a bucket, dipper, and basin served for hand washing. The dipper was also used for drinking. I think we all must have stayed as healthy as we did from frequently challenged immune systems. There was a well and pump not far to the right of the front door, and some of the older kids were assigned to water duty. It was in this school that I first learned about cousins. We had never lived near any relatives before, and here I had several cousins in each room. All of them were the children of my Aunt Naomi and Uncle Martin Hokanson. Two boys, Clifford and Blanchard, were in my room. The teacher's name was Olga Green. She knew my parents. I think they had gone to the World Normal School together. 82 was quite a change from the modern kindergarten I had attended in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We had to walk to and from school. It was about a mile from my grandparents' home, but some of the kids had at least 2 miles to walk. The school had a big, dark basement and what seemed to me a gigantic furnace. I don't remember a Halloween party that first year, but in later years at 82, we had parties where we were blindfolded and led down the stairs into the basement, and our hands thrust into bowls of intestines, and we held witches' eyeballs and all manner of other gooshy things to the sound of shrieks and manic laughter. I'm sure it would have been no competition for today's commercial haunted houses, but we were scared, impressed, and completely delighted. There was a playset to the left of the school that had several swings and a set of rings, which were popular for skinning the cat, etc. They were also hazardous. They were made of solid, heavy metal. I remember one of the older girls was hit in the mouth by one of the rings, and her front tooth was broken off at the gum line. At least once, one of the boys had his tongue stuck to a ring in cold weather. Fortunately, they were too high for most of the smaller kids. At lunch and recess, the whole school played together. Work-up baseball was a favorite, as well as kick the can and prisoner's base. The older kids made allowances for the younger. Sometimes the teacher played too. The school had a cloakroom on the right and a small library on the left, which held extra textbooks and some library books. There was also a small table and chairs. The older kids, or some of the better readers, were often assigned to work with the younger kids in small groups for oral reading. This was usually done in the library. I'll finish reading Isabel Whitemire's story about school days in Moranville Township next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.